up, get it up, get it up.
Hey, we the heartbeat of this team. Dominate every play. Anybody line up across from
me. Few people epitomize what it means to be a Houston Texan more than Dwayne Brown. Dwayne has been a Texan his entire NFL career. And for the past 8 years, he has set a high standard not only on the field, but in the community as well, which is why Dwayne Brown has been selected as the 2015 Spirit of the Bull Award recipient. Even before Dwayne was selected by the Houston Texans, he felt a strong sense of community and leadership in giving back. Since 2007, he's been a Parks and Recreation TACT partner, building an ongoing relationship with the community and being part of special activities for children. Dwayne's dedication to giving back to kids extends to groups like NFL Play 60 and the Boys and Girls Harbor. Dwayne is also devoted to childhood education. He was named the Texans' sole representative to the United Way's Team NFL campaign, whose goal is to not only help educate children, but to reduce the student dropout rate. In 2013, Dwayne was the spokesman for the Super Bowl of Caring. Dwayne helped the organization collect over 30,000 pounds of food in 2014. But maybe one of the causes closest to Dwayne's heart is one that affects his family. Dwayne's mother and grandmother both suffer from diabetes. Dwayne has been one of the strongest supporters of the American Diabetes Association. Dwayne's status as a community leader is undeniable and is evidenced by his countless hours, energy, and efforts to give back to the city of Houston. It is with great honor that the Houston Texans Foundation presents to Dwayne Brown the 5th Annual Spirit of the Bull Award.
Dwayne does an exceptional job representing us. You know, he's what we're all about. We want to be tough competitors on the field, but we want to be good citizens off the field. And Dwayne represents the team and the community so well. We appreciate all that you do, Dwayne, and you're a great role model for our younger players, and we just encourage you to continue contributing to the community. You're in a position to help tremendously, and you've done it in the past, and I know you'll do it in the future, and congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Oh, I wasn't prepared for this. Bear with me here. I don't have a speech prepared. I just want to say thank you very much, Ms. McNair. Thank you to the city of Houston, the community, and anyone that voted for me for this award. I think, you know, for myself, you know, being a younger, when I was a kid, you know, I didn't come from a whole lot. You know, my household wasn't, you know, very financially stable. But I was instilled great values as a person, you know. And I think for all of us as professional athletes or anyone that has any kind of impact on the youth, we are role models, you know, whether we want to be or not. There are a lot of kids that look up to us. So, being that we have this platform that we have, we've been blessed and so fortunate to have so much, I think it's only right for, you know, myself and us and others to give back to the community. You know, the less fortunate the kids, for me, I think it's the kids because they're the future. You know what I mean? You teach a kid, you know, how to read, teach them to be literate. You know, you never know what his future can hold. You just show him a great example. Someone that looks up to on Sundays, show him a great example, you know, 7 days a week. You never know how you can change his life or her life. So that's just kind of what I do with the way I try to live, you know, and the way I try to go about things and the example I try to set for the youth and for the community in general. So thank you all. Thank you to the Texans organization. Thank you to all my teammates. You know, you guys inspire me as well. Seeing the things that you do in the community inspires me to do more. Thank you to the fans. You know, everyone, really appreciate it.